deal. Pickles, is everything kosher?
Yeah, everything's kosher.
It's the Incredible Tom Joyner.
Huggy Lowdown.
And the amazing Sybil Wilk.
Good morning, Huggles.
And sitting in for the diabolical J. Anthony Brown, fresh off his Oscar Award performance in the movie Ride Along, the always grinding Gary Orr.
Thank you, sir.
Man, that snow dropped like a Beyonce album last night. The meteorologist mofos finally got it right, y'all. D.C. got more snow than Sochi. And no boshi. The inches on the snow on the ground right now is about the size of Kirk Franklin wearing Pharrell's hat. Oh, it snowed longer than T.O.'s marriage last night, y'all. Too soon?
No.
Yeah, it was too soon. His wife wanted a divorce before Valentine's Day, which means she was really P.O.'d at T.O. But who knew we would get slammed with all this snow? Holy mayor of Atlanta, Batman. I mean, snowflakes were falling looking like little white flip phones last night, y'all. Sybil, I saw a pug wearing Uggs. And I'm not going to lie, I don't know the severity of the storm until the news announced that D.C. public schools were closed. Do you know what it means? I don't ever remember D.C. public schools closing because of a snowstorm. Mm. When I was younger, the D.C. meant didn't close. Shoot, I remember as a kid, the Army sending the troops home because of the snow, while students at D.C. public schools were deployed on time. Anyway, Tom Sibbergary, I think Valentine's Day may be officially snowed in. People ain't driving nowhere tomorrow unless they have a Joe Namath coat and a ski mobile. Couples are snowed in and forced to be together because of the weather. Mm-hmm. Being snowed in will make you realize just how much you dislike the person you snowed in with. You know, Luke, answer me this. How come the person you want to get snowed in with live in a neighborhood you don't want to park your car? And that's the worst feeling in the world, waking up all hours of the night looking out the window to make sure no one stole or towed your vehicle. That's like playing Sochi roulette or bait car with your whip. And unfortunately, a whole lot of brothers been on this trip. Shoot, had a snowstorm and a broken alarm clock, throwing Kevin Hart and you got you a hit movie. My cousin Nato saw the numbers in the debt ceiling silver and thought it was the amount of time Justin Bieber was arrested. I told him only an idiot would believe that. It's actually an amount of past and present fourth quarter interceptions thrown by, y'all already know. Speaking of quarters, please tell me y'all saw where Suge Knight went into a weed shop. I'm sorry, they call it marijuana dispensary.
Yes,
and Death Row Dennis the Menace was supposedly there for a promotional appearance, yeah, where they were supposed to pay him in weed and cash like he was Johnny Hemp. But it wasn't Friday night, and he didn't just get paid. Mm-mm, he didn't get cash or cush. The employee didn't even want to let Suge in by the hair of his chinny chin chin. That's when the owner stepped in and got his hair on his chinny chin check. Suge, we get it, we get it. You're the big bad wolf of all streets. But you're getting a little old for these aggressive shenanigans. Once you get your AARP card, it's time to throw in the third time.